boy, we were struck this country in 1905. I can just barely remember when they struck you. See, I was born in 1902.
Yes, sir.
And I can remember they struck you when they struck you. No specific things about it, but I can remember having a little 24-pound meal, a flour sack, staying on the shoulder, going in the cotton patch, picking cotton. Well, of course, I didn't pick no cotton, but then I had to have something, you know, along with my dad and the older boys.
Yes, sir.
My dad, 1910, he had highland rice. In other words, we flooded it all right, but he pumped the water from up about a 90-foot hill or lift, you see. And he watered it and made good rice. But the market went to the bad, one thing or another, and he went to the bad along with it.
Yep. Now, you went to school here in Live Oak?
How did?
You went to school here in Live Oak?
No. Further down the road, I really wasn't raised right here, but I've been all around here. But it's about 2-3 miles down the road there where I was raised, what they call Freeland. That's where I got practically all my education, what little education I've got. I finished the 7th grade there in the country school.
Daddy started you to work, huh?
Oh, I've been starting to work when I was a little fella. He had a whole bunch of us, one of 9 of us, kids. We all had to work for a living. It wasn't like it is nowadays in time, you know.
Yes, sir.
Government's keeping you going. I don't know what the government's going to do as far as that part's concerned. And I don't see how they can keep on going. Something's going to have to fall directly before it's over with, because whenever anything gets top heavy, it's bound to come over. And I don't know what it'd be. I know I didn't vote for Carter, and I hope he makes a good president. But here's the way I feel about it now. Day and time now, you youngsters know more about it, that is, if you have fortunate enough. See, best I've got is 5 or 10 years. I've got that much left. But I don't care how good a man is, how he wants to be, able one person can come in here and do that, and that'll be the Lord Jesus Christ, and he's not going to rule that way. And I don't believe there's a man throughout the world that can bring our country back to what it ought to be. For the simple reason, when they're elected, how many millions of dollars is each candidate, each one of our presidents spend, candidates? In
millions.
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 Are there?
Millions.
Yeah, millions. Where does that money come from?
Well, comes from a lot of big companies.
If you could check it right down, had a way to check it right down, it all comes from the same source, both sides. In other words, as the old saying is, you've heard it all your life, they can't lose for winning, regardless of who wins. And they've got to get that money back. They ain't putting that money out for nothing. And